Danielle's mom does not have a death certificate for her daughter. And in technical terms, the only way that the death certificate, a proper death certificate, can be got is via the inquest procedure, so that the cause of death is properly recorded. Because the cause of death is absolutely, it's imperative that that is properly recorded on a death certificate for the family and for other, technical reasons as well, in terms of, like, for example, if somebody had, say, a savings account in a local bank or a credit union or whatever, they normally do require, as we all know, through the probate work and other work, for a death certificate to be produced. So there is that technical reason, and that technical reason, I suppose, gives a bit of finality to the case as well. And I know that's a sad aspect of it, but it is a sort of a written document confirming for Danielle's mum the cause of her daughter's death, because it's well known, of course, that Begat was convicted for the murder and rape of Danielle. But the details of the death and what actually led to the death, which is a matter that a coroner is interested in, how did the deceased die? How did the deceased die is very, very important. So that's the technical background to it. But I suppose there's a compassionate element as well in this case, because as you know, and your listeners will know, and most of Ireland knows, this case has been going on for some time, and it has attracted quite a lot of media attention and interest, not only here but well beyond that. And it was a very long process, and people complained a lot about the process being so long. But as a legal representative, I've had to be very respectful of the Indian legal system, and I never took it upon myself to be critical of them in any way. I feel that would not be appropriate at all. But it was a very long time. The process did take 8 years. And I think the family then instructed me at the conclusion of the trial to make an application to the Attorney General for an inquest to be convened. And in fairness to the Attorney General's office, they were back to me very, very quickly. And then in turn, of course, the coroner in Donegal, Mr. Dr. Dennis McCauley, he as well dealt with the matter most speedily. And he's now met with the family. And I, for the first time, having dealt with this for quite a number of years, could almost sense a feeling of relief on Danielle's mum and for Danielle's sister, having met the coroner, and the coroner very eloquently explaining the inquest process and how it was going to work. So I think it was a great solace to them. So
Just in
that's a very
relation
long
to how
matter.
it might work, Des, how much, in terms of, I suppose, information, how much cooperation is required from the relevant Indian authorities or agencies, and how forthcoming might that be in progressing this process?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think that it is vital, but I do not see any difficulties in that regard at all, because we already had a presence in the court under the Indian legal system. We were represented before the court, so we've obviously maintained great contacts.